We're so excited to be at Montgomery Bell State Park. We're on the bank of a beautiful creek, sitting here with the state naturalist. I mean, seriously, like celebrity overload right now.
Ta-da!
Ranger Randy's here with us. Thank you so much for bringing us to this beautiful spot.
You're welcome. It's one of my favorite spots in the park here at Montgomery Bell.
And so now, for people who aren't here, what is this area called at Montgomery Bell State Park, Randy?
Well, this is the Laurel Bluff, and one of the most historic things contained in the park is the site of an old iron furnace from the big iron industry that was here in the early 1800s. And there was an iron furnace just across the little valley here called Laurel Furnace, named after the mountain laurel that you see up there on the bluff.
And that mountain laurel is pretty rare for this part of Tennessee.
It is. We're kind of out of its normal range, so we have a little bit of a mountain habitat here. This bluff made out of limestone faces in the right way to keep it cool and moist, and the mountain laurel like it.
We're going to have some photos from each one
absolutely.
Of our vantage points, so you can see what each one of us, what's directly in front of each one of us, and that'll give you some idea of just a snapshot of the beauty of what we're talking about right here at Montgomery Bell State Park.
And this is part of the like one of the backtrack packing trails where you might want to go in and do a really long hike and stay overnight.
Sure, we're only steps away from the Montgomery Bell Trail, which is a 10.5-mile loop trail that goes around the perimeter of the park here, and has three camping areas, two shelters, one shelter being repaired shortly. But it is a great introduction trail to backpacking for those who want to try that sport.
Okay, and then for the completely other side of that, people who don't want to carry all of their gear with them on their back.
A leisure stroll, perhaps.
For the
those
glampers.
Are available here in the park as well. There are
nice
1-mile trails or 2-mile trails. There's basically flat. Go to interesting sites like the old iron pits and the old historic sites in the park, as well as beautiful scenes like this with the laurel on the bluff and the Clearwater Stream.
Absolutely. So the different options for lodging in Montgomery Bells also range just as much as, you know, as what your experience can be with hiking. The same can be with your camping experience. You can have everything taken care of at the lodge, or you can do it all yourself with a backpack.
Absolutely. From backpacking to the family campground, and then up to cabins and the lodge, we have a place for just about anyone.
What's the difference, the rustic cabins, I know there's a lot of those, and then there are some eco-friendly cabins. What's the deal with those new cabins?
Well, most of the cabins here are the new eco-friendly cabins. They were built to satisfy the LEED requirements for environmentally sustainable. So they have several features that cut down on energy usage and take advantage of sunlight and natural heating and cooling.
We love that. We go to so many places camping that don't even recycle, and it horrifies us. But we come to our Tennessee State Parks, and like this Parks Department is run by the Conservation Department. That is what Tennessee is preserving, this natural beauty for all future Tennesseans to enjoy.
Absolutely. We try to set an example. Most of our parks, I'd say all of our parks, do recycling to a certain extent, and try to be sustainable as possible.
If you look around, how many different types of trees reside at Montgomery Bell State Park?
Oh, well, you got me there on the exact number. There are 56 different species of trees in Tennessee that are regarded as a canopy species.
Yeah.
And that's more than all of Europe put together.
Wow.
If you take all the trees from all the different countries in Europe, they don't add up to as many as we have in the southeastern United States. The forest here is one of the best examples of the oak and hickory forest of the Western Highland Rim. Montgomery Bell is on a part of Tennessee called the Western Highland Rim, an area of hills of limestone covered with oak and hickory. Here on the same side of the stream, we got sycamores and maples and dogwoods and things like that. I'm looking around right now. Several of those.
It's fascinating.
And for folks who like to get in the water, you can fish, you can boat here, you can rent kayaks and things like that.
Sure, sure. The lodge is on Lake Acorn, which has a swim beach, one of the old-timey sandy swim beaches on the lake. And you can rent canoes or kayaks or paddle boats. to go for a little ride around the lake as well.
That's what I love, too, about for people who are just now getting started. Maybe you never really were that much into nature or parks or anything, but now 2020's kind of changed your vacation plans, and now you're like, okay, I want to start doing this. So much of what you can do and enjoy, you can do right here in the park. You don't have to bring gear. You don't have to worry about driving from place to place. It's all self-contained.
That's right. That's right. For those who want to be a little bit more independent, though, we have a bigger lake called Woodhaven, where you can bring your own boat, as long as it's not got gasoline motor, and go for a ride around Lake Woodhaven.
Okay, awesome.
Nice.
Let's see.
Okay. I want to know. So, it's a two-part question. When you first arrived at Montgomery Bell State Park, do you remember the wow moment for you? What was it about Montgomery Bell State Park that just took your breath away, that made you fall in love with this park?
Well, I can go way back on that one because my first experience with Montgomery Bell was when I was 6 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
We were traveling through. My dad was working on construction in Nashville, and we stopped for a break off of Highway 70 and went into the picnic area there just across from the present park office, and the water was crystal clear. There were rocks everywhere. There was a bluff. There was a rock stream bed. Growing up in West Tennessee in Carroll County, I had been used to streams with a lot of mud. And
muddy Mississippi, I know.
And virtually no rocks.
Yes.
And this was a kind of like a mountain habitat for me, and we didn't have to go to the mountains to see it.
Yes.
That's right. You don't have to go all the way east.
That's
not
right.
At all.
That's right. So the beautiful mountain-type scenery of the Western Highland Realm is what struck me and made me go, wow.
There you go. I like it.
Was there a second part to that?
Yes.
Question?
Of all 56 state parks, which one has your number one wow moment? Yeah.
Well, I got a seasonal job when I was in college at a place I'd never heard of called Fall Creek Falls. And I drove up to the park in the dark at night.
Whew.
And I got up the next morning, and the park manager and the ranger said, you're from over in West Tennessee, huh? You better go look around. So I did the scenic drive, and I could not believe it. It was absolutely spectacular.
It's nothing like you've ever seen before. It's remarkable.
It was as far away from the flatlands of West Tennessee as I can
imagine.
Yeah, don't take our word for it anymore. Fall Creek Falls it will change your life. It's just
it's
that
a must
beautiful.
See.
It changed my
and it's in Tennessee.
Right.
So we should. I'm ashamed that I hadn't seen it sooner.
Right. So does that have a lot to do with you becoming a naturalist?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
My first experience at Fall Creek Falls under the park manager there, Mr. Anderson, was one of the best experiences I could have
awesome.
Had. And that sold me on... I was tentatively following a course to become a park ranger and work for state parks, but my summer at Fall Creek Falls sold me on the
there
idea
you go.
For sure. I couldn't imagine doing anything else after that.
I love that, Randy.